Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Thanks for joining me today here in Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. This is Trumpet Radio, 101.3 KPCG. We're online at kpcg.fm, and we have a live link at thetrumpet.com as well. You can find us wherever you like to get your podcasts. I had a person tell me the other day that Christ looks on the heart and is not concerned with specifics of behavior. And the reason they made that comment was they had asked a question about some specifics, some things that they were wondering about if they needed to do in their life. And I gave them some specifics and they didn't want to do them. And so they said, well, Christ looks on the heart. He's not concerned about those specifics. They were asking about attending church services and which church to attend with. And they didn't like the answer to that question. So they sort of glossed over it by saying, well, Christ looks on the heart. Now, it is true that Christ does look on the heart. He is very concerned about what's in our heart. But we need to make sure we really understand what he's seeing when he looks at our heart. What does God see when he looks on our heart? What does he want to see? Let's notice a few scriptures here. Jeremiah 17, let's look at this. Very well-known scripture. We'll have a few scriptures today, so if you have a Bible handy, it'd be great to get it out so we can look at these together and look at what the Bible says. Anytime you know we're talking about any sort of topic related to God, we need to get into his word, and we need to see what he says. That's where we get our information from. That's where we get the guidelines from. Jeremiah 17 and verse 9 and 10, it says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? So that's a great question. Who can know it? The heart is deceitful. That's what God sees when he looks at the human heart. It's deceitful above all things. It's desperately wicked. And we don't know our own hearts. We can deceive ourselves. But it says, I, the Eternal, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. So we see here that God tries our reins. He tests us. The purpose is that he wants to see if we will follow the specifics of his commands or not. God's pretty specific about what he wants us to do, and so he tests us to see what's in our heart. And then, as it says there, he will give us according to our doings, according to what we do. What we do, our specific actions or inactions, they're very important. God's very concerned with them. Let's look at an historical example. 1 Samuel 16. Let's notice this passage here, 1 Samuel 16. In verse 7, this is when God's having Samuel go out and anoint the next king. And of course, Samuel didn't know exactly where he was going to, you know, find this king or who the king would be. But God knew and gave him some instruction here. 1 Samuel 16 and verse 7, it says, but the Eternal said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Eternal sees not as a man sees, for man looks on the outward appearance, but the Eternal looks on the heart. And again, that's probably where the individual I was talking to got that expression from, or maybe, you know, didn't realize it came exactly from there, but had heard it before. Yes, the Eternal looks on the heart. And so God doesn't see like humans see. We tend to look at, you know, a person's outward appearance. And God says, no, I look on the heart. I look and I see that inner motive, that intent, that attitude. That's what he's looking at. And of course, David was chosen. And we see this in Acts 13 and verse 22. Let's look at Acts 13 and verse 22. This is some history then about, you know, Israel and Judah and that history. Acts 13 and verse 22, it says, and when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king. Saul had problems, and David was raised up to be their king, to whom also he gave their testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. And that's very interesting to know why David was a man after God's own heart. It's because David would fulfill God's will. That means David worked to keep the law of God. And when David sinned, he repented and he moved forward to keep God's law. He really made specific effort to keep God's laws. And that's why God has such high praise for him in the Bible. He was a man after God's own heart because he wanted to do God's will. Notice 1 Kings 8. We'll look at some more specifics here from Scripture. Again, just considering, well, what does God want to see in our heart? 1 Kings 8 and verse 61. It says, let your heart therefore be perfect with the Eternal, our God, to walk in his statutes and to keep his commandments as at this day. So these are specific details that are mentioned here. A perfect heart, the kind of heart that God's really looking for and that he wants to see, is one that actively obeys God, walks in his statutes, and keeps his commandments. You know, Exodus 20 and verse 8, you can just look that up later if you'd like to, but remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Keep the seventh day Sabbath holy every week. That's a very specific command, and yet one that a lot of people struggle with and sometimes sort of just brush it off, whether it be keeping the Sabbath or where to go to worship God on the Sabbath if they're keeping it. They sort of brush off those specifics and say, well, you know, God looks on the heart. Yes, he does. And he wants us to walk in his statutes and keep his commandments. And that's one of the commandments right there. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The Bible says the annual holy days are statutes forever. They are to be kept today as well. You can read about these in Leviticus 23, among other places, but they're called statutes. They're to be kept. Keeping the holy days every year is very specific, right? Those are statutes. God is concerned about our ways, about our doings. He's concerned about our specific behavior. And he does look at our heart to see if we're obeying him and if we're keeping those commands as we should and walking in those statutes as we should. Notice Deuteronomy, a couple of scriptures here, a couple of passages. Deuteronomy 5 and verse 29. Just, again, there's so many scriptures we could look at, but we're just looking at a few that really put it in our minds, according to God's word, you know, what our hearts should be like. And God does look at the heart, and here's what he wants to see. Deuteronomy 5 and verse 29. Oh, that there were such an heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that I might be well with them and with their children forever. That's what God's looking for. And he wants that type of heart in each of us, that we'll fear God. And that means that we have an awe and a respect for him, that we do what he says, and keep all of God's commandments always. Because God wants it to be well with us and with our children. He wants things to go well for us. And he knows the only way that things work is when God's law is being kept. That's the type of heart that God wants in us. One that keeps his commandments always. Notice just a page over, Deuteronomy 6, verses 5 through 6. Very specific commands here. It says, and you shall love the Eternal your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words, which I command you this day, shall be in your heart. And it's not, you know, general thoughts or ideas. God has very specific words that he commanded. And he said those things need to be in our hearts, and we need to do them. Keep all of God's commandments always. That includes the Sabbath day. That includes keeping the holy days. That includes keeping all of the Ten Commandments and the statutes and the judgments. God's very concerned about those things. He wants us to keep those. Notice what Jesus Christ said in Matthew 7. We've been looking at a few Old Testament passages, but the New Testament, exactly the same teaching here. Jesus Christ taught this specifically himself. Matthew 7 and verse 21, he was really getting to the heart. Forgive the pun there, didn't intend that. But, you know, he's trying to get down to the heart of the matter here. And he says, "Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father, which is in heaven." See, again, that gets back to what we talked about with King David in Acts 13 and verse 22, where David was a man after God's own heart because he really made an effort to fulfill all of God's will. Jesus Christ makes that same point in talking to people. He says, look, just because somebody says, Lord, Lord, or, you know, they say that, you know, they love me and that type of thing, that's not going to be effective unless they do the will of the Father. And of course, that's God's commandments. Keep the commandments, keep them always. That's what Jesus Christ wants people to do. Jesus Christ does look on the heart, and he wants a heart that does the will of God the Father always. Mankind needs to have a different heart in them. We need a teachable heart. We need an obedient heart, one that really does God's will. And that heart will be given in due time. Notice this prophecy about that, Ezekiel 36. Ezekiel 36, verses 26 through 27. It says, "A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them." See, the exact same instruction keeps being given over and over again, that when we have a right heart, when we have a heart that will obey God, well, that causes a person to walk in God's statutes, to keep his judgments, to keep his commandments. Those are very specific things. We can't pick and choose on those. You know, we can't just say, well, I don't really want to do this part of the commandment and, you know, think that that'll be fine. We have to keep all the commandments. And the time is coming. It'll be after the return of Jesus Christ when people will have their minds opened up. There are a few that are having their minds open today. The Bible talks about that God the Father has to call people. But the time's coming when everyone's going to have their minds opened up and God's going to give them an opportunity to have his spirit. That's what he's talking about here. I will give you a heart of flesh, he said. I will put my spirit within you. And so it very much matters what we do, the specifics of what we do. God's very concerned with those. Very concerned. Because a heart that's obedient to God will do all of God's will. It'll keep his commandments. It'll keep the Sabbath day. It'll keep the holy days. It'll make sure they're attending the right church. I mean, those things all matter very much to God. And it's provable from his word. We don't have to guess at those things. We've got a lot of material that's very valuable that answers a lot of questions about the specifics of God's law. We have a new booklet. The title is, Can You Prove Which Church is God's? You can. You can prove it from the Bible. Also, Which Day is the Christian Sabbath? That's a booklet that you need to read. Those are free at thetrumpet.com. These are some specifics that God wants. And yes, God does look at our heart, and he wants a heart that will fear him and obey him and keep his commandments always. That's what he's looking for. And as Christ said, it's not just a matter of saying, Lord, Lord, or, you know, Christ is Christ. It's a matter of doing the will of God. And the Bible shows us what that will is. We have an entire Bible correspondence course to help you understand those details as well. And that's free at thetrumpet.com. You can sign up for that. And of course, request any of the literature that you'd like to. It's all free. It very much matters what goes on in our hearts. God is looking at that. And God wants a heart that will obey him, just like David set us a wonderful example in doing. That's all the time we have for this edition of Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. Until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.